This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app. It's hour two on this Thursday. It's Christmas. NFL Christmas. This is the update with Travis Kelce. Tom Pelissero tweeted this out earlier. The Chiefs plan to put Travis Kelce through a workout this morning to test his injured knee. Just 2 days after hyperextending the knee and suffering a bone bruise in practice, a true game day decision for tonight's opener versus the Lions. The line is right now 4.5. Lions getting 4.5. No Chris Jones, maybe no Travis Kelce. And a Lions team that comes in with high expectations. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp at danpatrick.com. Twitter handle, at DP Show. You can watch the game tonight. Coverage starts at 7 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. You can also watch this show on Peacock, our streaming partners, and listen on our nearly 400 radio stations around the country. Poll question for hour two and recapping the poll question from hour one. Seton O'Connor.
We're putting up there right now. This is sort of a takeoff of Todd's, something Todd had.
Okay.
But why are you most excited for NFL opening night? Your choices are your fantasy team, gambling, or you just love the game.
Okay.
I'd be curious to see what the cross section is there.
Okay.
Because I would imagine that people who just did their fantasy draft or something, are super pumped for the season to start. I think if you like gambling, you're definitely excited for it. Or it's just good to have football back.
I think it's just good to have football back, but I could understand that where fantasy, you know, there's a lot of people with Patrick Mahomes, Kelce not being able to play. Then you're looking at some of the Lions and, you know, Amon-Ra St. Brown. His numbers are crazy. The last, 2 years? Really, really. And he's never mentioned with the elites. Never. But you look at his numbers, and then you're like, okay. And it happened, but right in front of us, but we didn't acknowledge it. Because we're always looking at, you know, Stephon Diggs or Justin Jefferson, or you're looking at, you know, Jamar Chase, Tyreek Hill, Cooper Kupp when he was healthy. Yeah, Paulie.
Yeah, he had 106 catches last year. And, you know, Jared Goff, 29 touchdowns, fifth in the league.
Yeah, that's the thing that I think we looked at the Lions and we thought, okay, you know, the Rams didn't believe in Jared Goff. They're like, we'd rather get an established quarterback. They got Matt Stafford. They won a Super Bowl. Well, Jared Goff is going to get a contract extension. And he played really well last year. And it's one of those that it's almost a begrudgingly played well last year. Yeah, okay. Like Kirk Cousins. You go, okay. But Jared Goff had a really good year. But I think the most important part is the turnover differential with the Lions. When they started to win 8 of their last 10, they played both sides really, really well, and they won the turnover battle. I mean, it's really simple when you think about it. you know, how many turnovers? Can you overcome those turnovers? Do you have the offense to be able to do that? How good is your defense in taking the ball away? I want to see what the Lions defense does with Mahomes, because he's probably going to be throwing the ball 40 times tonight. But you have to put pressure on him. He doesn't throw interceptions. Certainly, opening night, were my numbers right? I think he's 5-0 in season openers, 15 touchdowns, and no interceptions. And you can bet if he'll have an interception tonight. DraftKings has that bet for you. Yes, Paul?
If you remember about, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, 5 years ago, I think, in 2018, Mahomes and Goff met. Rams were wearing the all-yellow uniforms. That game was 54-51, one of the games of the year. That shootout game, Monday Night Football.
Yes.
A great one.
It was.
What a weird career for Goff. Number one pick, kind of out of nowhere, because, you know, Cal wasn't great.
Yeah.
And he gets him to the Super Bowl, and then he laid an egg against the Patriots. But at a young age, he took him to the Super Bowl, and they jettisoned him.
Yeah, I don't think he took him to the Super Bowl. Well, I think he was there when they went to the Super Bowl.
He had a very good year that year.
Yeah.
He didn't really follow it up too well.
But I don't know what it was that, you know, Sean McVay didn't see in him that he saw in Matthew Stafford. And Stafford did produce, but Cooper Kupp had one of the greatest seasons ever. He had OBJ. And, you know, the Rams had a lot of talent on both sides of the ball. But Jared Goff going to Detroit, it almost felt like that was, he had his moment, got to play in a Super Bowl, and now he'll disappear. He's going to the Lions. Yeah, Paul.
What a wild twist that would be. Obvious. This is as obvious as it gets, that he's replaced by Stafford, who never got the Lions anywhere, and he takes the Lions somewhere.
Well, hopefully to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shoot, a playoff win, they'd be dancing.
Oh. What's the poll question for hour two, Seton?
We just went over that about why you're excited.
Oh, you're going to use that one?
Yeah. I wonder if sometimes, though, Jared Goff, I feel like it's underappreciated, even if you're along for the ride, being able to take a team to the Super Bowl. Because you still have to have a high level of competency, even just to be along for the ride. Maybe there was just more about personality conflict between McVay and Goff.
You're just trying to work Jimmy Garoppolo into the show is what you're trying to do. He does is win.
I hadn't thought of Jimmy, but...
Oh, you didn't?
No, but now I am.
All he does... Well, you're not alone there. Mm-hmm. All he does is win.
But I don't understand. Yeah, like there's certain quarterbacks who are with their team in the Super Bowl, and somehow it's a slight against them.
Yeah.
And I don't... It's very odd to me.
Well, Trent Dilfer.
There's a lot of superstar quarterbacks who can't get their team to the Super Bowl.
Well, I think the old NFL or... You know, previous generations of the NFL, you didn't have to have a great quarterback. You could have a good quarterback. Joe Flacco was a good quarterback, but he had an unbelievable defense. And therefore, because of that, you know, Tampa Bay had an unbelievable defense, and Brad Johnson took them to a Super Bowl. It feels like now you have to have, your quarterback has to be your best player. But, you know, previous generations, that wasn't always the case. You could get by with a good quarterback. Yeah, Pauline.
Are we playing the worst quarterback to ever win a Super Bowl game? Like guys like Brad Johnson was decent. He's got a ring, though.
Trent Dilfer would be.
Dilfer's a leader?
Yeah, I would think.
Yeah, they didn't score a lot that season. Remember they had
They didn't need to.
Wasn't it him and Tony Banks for a while?
Yeah. Tony Banks.
If I remember right, that Ravens team went 5 weeks without an offensive touchdown.
Yes.
And they won a Super Bowl.
Yes. I remember Ray Lewis telling me that he said to the offense, just get us 10 points and we'll take it from there. That's it. No pressure, just 10 points. And, you know, you had a coach who was labeled an offensive genius. Brian Billick was an offensive genius and they couldn't score. The defense was scoring as much as the offense was. Yes, Marv.
How come they couldn't put together another run like that? They were just so dominant for that one year.
Yeah.
It feels real. I hate saying this. It feels real 85 bearish, where it's like so dominant for that one season. People still talk about both of those defenses, you know, 20, 30, 40 years, you know, ago.
But look at the Giants. The Giants won that one Super Bowl with LT.
I mean, but they won two.
Yeah. But I'm saying that they, back then, with that defense was unbelievable. But, you know, they won the Super Bowl against Buffalo.
I'm only saying it because the Giants won, I think, maybe 86 and 90. So they won in a fairly short time span, yeah. But just that one Super Bowl for, you know.
Oh, yeah. That, you know, the Bears have been dining out on that, and they'll continue to dine out.
Oh, and I would be
that.
Too.
Yeah. Jeff Hostetler, not an elite quarterback.
No. Yeah.
He's not.
But he wasn't the starting quarterback for the team. He was put in there because Phil Sims got injured.
Yeah.
A high end backup, as we would like to say. Backup. And a West Virginia guy, see?
Yeah.
Still one of the most bizarre situations I've ever been involved in. When I was in the locker room after they won the Super Bowl, and I'm right there waiting for Hostetler to come to his locker. Comes to his locker, and somebody had taken a razor blade and sliced up his suit.
That's not very nice.
Well, they did it because, I don't know why they did it, but he was there and he goes, "You got to be kidding me." And I didn't know what happened, but there was a couple of reporters, but they had taken a razor blade and sliced up his suit. And I think the joke was they wanted him to wear his uniform out of the stadium. That he, which I don't know who thought that was funny at the time.
Like, why is that in your head moments after winning
the Super
Bowl? I
don't know. We won the Super Bowl. You know what I'm going to do? No, I'm not going to Disney World. I'm going to slice up Jeff Hostetler's suit. And I just remember he had his uniform on the whole time. But they sliced up his suit, the razor blade. O.J. Anderson wouldn't do an interview because he said, "None of you picked us to win." And I said, "I did. Tom Jackson and I picked you guys to win." And I said, "Tom picked you to win by 2. I picked you to win by 3. And we had the prediction in USA Today, and he still wouldn't do an interview. And I'm thinking, you just won the Super Bowl, and you're mad. Like, okay. You just won the Super Bowl and somebody sliced up your suit. Okay. Yeah, Marv.
Why do athletes and entertainers kind of act like that sometimes? You guys didn't pick us to win. They asked us who we thought was going to win. It's not a slight. It's nothing. Don't take it personally, right? See, personally.
You. Thank you.
Don't take it personally. It's nothing against you. I just thought the Buffalo Bills were going to win, or some of the other reporters, not you. And you guys won't talk to me. Huh.
Yes, Todd.
Oh, no. Do you believe now, Dan Patrick? Do you believe in the Giants now?
No.
Oh, no.
No. Little Dion impersonation there.
Bull junk.
Yeah, bull junk. I read that bull junk.
Yeah.
Do you believe now? Do you believe now? I read your bull junk.
Bull junk.
Poor Ed Werder.
I read that darn bull junk.
Yeah. Ed Werder sent me a text saying, "Hey, my appearance is getting a lot of attention. I hope to help your career." You know what's not getting any attention? Is Tank Johnson threatening to have somebody kill Ed Werder. That, to me, is the amazing part of this. Not that Ed doesn't write, but Dion accused him of writing bull junk.
Yeah, that's just Tank being Tank.
Yeah.
Anybody who knows Tank knows it. Yeah, that's just Tank.
You know, sometimes he threatens to kill people. All right, come on.
Take it with a grain
Ed
of salt.
Ed Werder buys a gun. Like,
that's the name of his book.
Yeah.
Ed Werder not buys a dog. He bought a gun.
He bought a gun.
Good.
Tank being Tank. It's literally Draymond. Like, he punched him in the face.
Being Draymond.
What did Jordan Poole say?
Yeah, Paulie.
That Ravens team in 2000 that Marv was talking about, they were 12-4. They won the Super Bowl. It was Tony Banks, and you know, then they went with the next year. Can you remember? They were 10-6 next year. They lost to Cordell Stewart and the Steelers.
Mm.
Who was the year after the Super Bowl? Who was the starting quarterback for the Baltimore Ravens? It wasn't Dilfer, and it wasn't Banks.
Was it number 8? Did he play at Cal?
No, that was Kyle Bowler era.
Yeah,
no, that was a couple years later.
Okay,
this was a good guess. A quality veteran that they plugged in because they didn't like...
plug and play. Marvin?
Elvis Gerbeck?
Bloop! Elvis Gerbeck is correct.
Marvin!
Good job, Marvin. And he threw 15 touchdowns, 18 picks.
This dude is unstoppable.
Marvin is just running away with most valuable Danette. And Todd is running away with least valuable Danette. Like, there is no drama. No drama. This is over. Marvin is Georgia right now. Todd's Nebraska. Yes, Marv.
Damn, he's got to be Nebraska?
Well, I don't know.
Who like do you want? They were good in the 90s, and now
Nebraska's like, what the hell do we do? Yeah.
Maybe
hell, I was good in the 90s.
You know what? Maybe Todd's TCU.
I was good in the 90s.
Maybe TCU. Something like that. Wait, but you're getting your stint out later today.
You know what? Life is good. You guys can keep
he's losing something
banging
else
on me.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful day.
Yeah, they're going to take the stint out.
So excited.
We'll talk to Jean-Jacques Taylor. He has written a book about Deion Sanders. Jean-Jacques covers the Dallas Cowboys as well. And David Carr of the NFL Network will join us coming up as well. We'll discuss the article in GQ, Caleb Williams' dad, talked about maybe Caleb would stay in school for another year. We'll talk about that with the leverage. And this is certainly, I mean, here's Arizona tanking. Caleb Williams is base, or his dad is basically saying, we don't want him to go to Arizona. And while you'll say, okay, you're going to wait till the following year, what makes you think Arizona is going to be any better the following year? All right? It's like, damn, they're bad again this year.
We're still here, Caleb. We're still here.
We're waiting. We're waiting for you, Caleb. Come on out. Come out. Come out wherever you are. All right. We'll take a break. We'll get phone calls coming up back after this Dan Patrick Show. I'm always reminded of this. Now, not anymore. But when my kids would come home, they always wanted to watch home movies. Always. And then they're a mess. You know, we had stuff all over the place. We had, you know, VHS tapes. You had 8mm film reels, photo negative, like all of this stuff. And I said to my wife, I said, I'm going to do something. You'll thank me later. You know, when I'm gone, you'll thank me when I'm gone. Legacybox.com/Patrick. They digitize all your family's precious memories. You know, let's say there's baby's first steps, wedding days, road trips, vacation. Legacy Box takes care of that. They've been doing this for 10 years now. They are awesome. The world's largest digitizer. They've helped over 1 million families relive their wedding days. And they'll take the VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, pictures, everything. They send it back on a cloud or a thumb drive along with your originals. Legacybox.com/Patrick. Get an incredible 55% off. Buy today. Send in when you're ready. Legacybox.com/Patrick. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now. using the promo code DP Show and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DP Show. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Here are the updated numbers with Patrick Mahomes. 5-0 in season openers. Also, averages over 300 yards per game, completes 72.5% of his passes, 18 touchdowns, zero interceptions, and his quarterback rating, 136.9. Will he throw an interception tonight? Still waiting to get any update on Travis Kelce going through a morning workout just to see if he's able to play tonight. Jean-Jacques Taylor, our good buddy, is the author of Coach Prime, Deion Sanders and the Making of Men, former Dallas Morning News sports columnist. How did this idea for a book with Deion come about?
Actually, man, it came. I did a cover story for Sports Illustrated last year on Deion and Travis Hunter and Shedeur Sanders. And literally 2 days after I did that cover story, the people from HarperCollins called and said, we've been wanting to write a Deion book for a year. We think you're the guy based on what we read in Sports Illustrated. Would you do it? And I said, hell yeah, I'd do it. I got to check with Deion, though. So I called Deion. Actually, I texted him. I said, hey, give me a call when you get a second. He hit me back a couple minutes later. And I said, hey, man, I got this opportunity. What do you think? And he said, I got you. Whatever you need, you got it. Go sign the contract. And so I did, and the beauty of it, DP, is that to this day, Deion never asked me who I was talking to, what I was writing about, what angles I was taking. Hey, he just never said anything. He said, you got the run of the place. You can do whatever you want. I trust you to tell the story in an honest way.
Oh, man. That's, you know, having total autonomy, Deion trusted you that much. Now, did you find out anything that Deion would have been upset about or was upset about?
No, because Deion is really an honest dude. And so here's the one thing I told him. This was probably 3/4 through the season. I went in his office and I said, duh, let me tell you something. You done gave me full access to the program. I can go wherever I want to, talk to anybody I want to, sit in on any meeting I want to. And there's still 100 things going on I have no idea about. And he started laughing. He goes, this is what a head coach is all about. No, I'm serious. It's amazing all of the stuff that goes on that I would find out 2 or 3 weeks later. And it's not that people were keeping secrets. It's just that much goes on in a program when you got 115 players in the program and coaches and their families. And it's amazing because, you know, man, I've been covering the Cowboys since 1995. I've been around football. I know football. But I ain't never been up close in a program or on a team where you really see the inside of how it goes down. And so even somebody who's been around the football as much as me, it was fascinating, and it was a great time.
I thought Florida State should have reached out and brought Deion in. I was told that Deion was really trying to get a job. I mean, really had to go out there and sell himself to try to have somebody take a chance on him. Jackson State obviously did, but he was still looking to get one of these jobs, maybe in the Dallas area in the state of Texas. Why were schools hesitant, you feel, with Deion and bringing him in to run a program?
Well, I think it's this. Number one, even though he'd been successful coaching high school, we all know it's a jump from a high school program to a college program. So that's number one. As a program, you got to be bold to hire somebody like Deion because he's not coming in as an assistant. He's coming in as the guy. But he doesn't have a track record as a college coach. So I understand why you would not want to make that move. And the other thing, man, is even now that he is a college coach, Prime is not for everybody. Like, he can't work for everybody, nor does everybody want him to work because he does things his way. He believes in his way. He knows his way works. And if you let him do his thing, it's all good. If you start interfering and saying, hey, you can't do this or hey, you can't do that, then you're going to have a problem. Because the one weakness he has, and we've talked about this many times, the man has no patience. He says, hey, DP, I need this done tomorrow. He wants it done tomorrow, not a week from now. He don't want to cut through no red tape. He wants it done now. And as an athletic director, if you're not ready to work like that, then you're going to have a problem with it.
Is he a coach? Is he the head coach, or is he the ambassador? Is he, you know, like Bobby Bowden was at Florida State there for a while, it felt like. And this isn't a disservice to Deion, because I know he's brought in some really good football coaches, but I don't know what – how would you describe Deion in his role at Colorado?
Oh, he's a coach for real. Now, what he does is, number one, he creates culture. Number two, he says, hey, DP, what – and this is really how he works. Hey, DP, what do you need to be successful as a defensive line coach? You tell me, what do you need? And whatever you tell him you need, he goes and gets it for you. I need two nose tackles, and I need three legitimate pass rushers, the best we can get. Okay, go get it. Go recruit whatever you want. Because they don't have a system where it's like, here's a recruiting board. They say, DP, go get the players you like. I'll look at them. I'll make sure they can play. What else do you need? Okay, I got everything I need, Coach Bryan. All right, now he holds you then accountable to the utmost to get it done. And when I say accountable, one coach told me, he said, I have never felt so bad getting yelled at from a man who didn't cuss at me. Because he brings it, man. And what he does is, and this is a very nuanced statement, he pulls people to greatness. Like, you can push people and say, come on, man, we need this, we need this. What he does is he sets an incredibly high standard, and then he pulls you to that standard by demanding that you do this and you do this and you do this. Because if you do these things, you will then reach that standard that I think is acceptable for us.
Jean-Jacques Taylor, the author of Coach Prime, Deion Sanders. It comes out on October 10th, and it's an insider account, unprecedented access with Deion and his players. Jean-Jacques covered the Cowboys for quite some time at the Dallas Morning News. What did you make of Deion calling out Ed Werder during that post-game press conference?
Now, I've not talked to him about this, but this is my perception of it. Like, we all of us know Werder's a TV guy. He was actually my first partner on the Cowboys. How about that? And so, obviously, he didn't write anything. I took it more as that was a face that was familiar to him, and that was a situation where he's like, this is a perfect foil for what I'm trying to do, which is say, I need some foil to get out my message of y'all didn't believe in me. Oh, there's a familiar face. Well, sucks for you, buddy. Let's trim my foil today. That's what I think it was.
Did you know the story about Tank Johnson threatening Ed Werder's life and Ed bought a gun?
No.
Yeah, he told me the story because he had written something about Terrell Owens and being toxic, and that Romo and, you know, Witten and some of these guys wanted him, you know, gone. Tank Johnson walks up to Ed Werder and says, where do you live? And he was threatening to kill him. Ed went out and got a gun.
That's, you know, obviously I was there when Tank Johnson was on the team. I can't believe, I mean, we were all writing that T.O. was toxic in a way, so I don't know why Werder got the one to be threatened. I was telling somebody yesterday about the time Charles Haley almost killed me, and I took some responsibility for it because...
Well, tell me the story here.
I believe it was 1995,
all right.
And this is when you had this is when I loved being a beat writer, even though it was my first year, because you could outwork people. Now everything is you can only talk right now, so it is what it is. So I was in the locker room. It was just me and Nate Newton because it was like 5:30 in the afternoon. And I was just working. And he's showing me some blocking techniques and explaining some stuff to me. And Charles Haley comes in. Now, Charles Haley is forever saying, is forever messing with people in a good-natured way sometimes, sometimes not. Well, he said something to me from across the locker room. And me, at that time, I'm 27. I'm full of you-know-what and vinegar. And I said something back to him. Oh. Because at the time, his daughter was sick, and I basically said, the only reason you've been cool lately is you want some media attention for your daughter.
Oh, oh.
I said I crossed the line.
Oh.
And at that point, he looked at me and started walking across the locker room, and Nate was like, dog, you need to go now. And I took one look at Charles, and I was like, dog, you're right. And I didn't sprint, but I had the quick walk on, and I was gone. And, you know, nothing else came of it. But had he gotten over there, I'd have had a problem. Now, yeah. Just so you know, I saw him at the Star yesterday, and he gave me five and hit me in the shoulder. So he hadn't changed much.
Do you have a prediction on the Cowboys this year?
I think they got a really good team, man. They got a really hard schedule because I think they played at AFC East this year, and those, you know, even the Patriots, though, they're down. So I think they're going 11-6 now. So they may lose a little bit more, but their defense is terrific. And I think, I feel dumb, but I think this is the year the embarrassing 28-year drought ends, and they get to the NFC Championship game.
Wow. Okay. All right.
That's what I think. I don't think they get to the Super Bowl, but I think you can see them in the NFC Championship game because I think it's them, Philly, and San Francisco. And I think this is the year that they take one more step forward.
You might as well go all the way with it, Jean-Jacques, and they're going to win the Super Bowl.
No, can't go there, man. Can't go there. I mean, this is a team of disappointment. 07, 14, 16. That's why we had this drop, because those were the years they were poised to get to the Super Bowl and didn't make it happen. So I can't put them there.
You had to be thrilled with that opening week win by Deion, though. You're writing a book about Deion, and Deion now is the talk of college football. How exciting was that? I don't know if you were nervous watching it, but, you know, you want that. You want Deion to be recognized, you know, by everybody as a good college coach, and you got that win against TCU.
Here's what happened, man. I'm watching, obviously, I'm at the game, and you all know this. How's it start? You get three and out. Okay, the defense is suspect. Three and out. I'm going, okay. They go right down the field and score. I go, okay. And then TCU does what it does, and they look like they're about to score, and they throw that pick in the end zone. I go, oh, this is exactly how upsets happen. And here, for me, the key moment was end of the second quarter, Dylan Edwards fumbled. I think TCU tied the game up. And right then, the Buffalo still went down and got a field goal. And I go to myself, well, let's see what happens at the start of the third quarter, because they get the ball, they score on a 75-yard screen pass. And at that point, I go on Twitter, I think, it doesn't matter whether they win or lose. The players will believe. The recruits will believe. They'll be able to recruit. And I think it'll be a close game. But when they got the win, man, I started texting those coaches going, dude, I can't believe y'all pulled this off. Because I was in Boulder last week, and all y'all told me was, our lines, I don't know what we're going to get, man. We're just going to go out there and play hard and see what happens. And so, yeah, I ain't going to lie to you. Yeah, everybody wants a great story when you're writing a book. And what Colorado's done, what Deion's done. And Deion is a good dude, man. You know, everybody sees the flash and pomp and circumstance, but he's a really quiet guy away from the cameras. Here's how, I'll tell you this real quick, DP. The reason me and Deion got to be cool is this. He was leading the league in punt returns in like 96 or 97. And I kind of figured him out. He was only coming in the locker room every now and then. And I walked over to him. I said, hey, man, you're leading the league in punt returns. Let me do a piece on all the guys blocking for you, because I knew he didn't like to talk about himself when asked. Now, he'll talk about himself on his own accord, but when you start asking about him, he likes really to defer attention to everybody else. And he said, oh, okay, I got you. And we sat down and talked, and he gave me some great stuff. And I came back a couple days later with the story, and I literally just handed it to him and said, here's what I wrote. I turned around and left. And whenever he saw me the next time, he said, hey, that was a good article. I got you whenever you need me. And that's kind of how our relationship started then. And even after he stopped playing, we just always kind of stayed in touch. My son went to his football camp a couple times. And the thing about Colorado is, I mean, even Jackson State is, I knew several of the coaches on the team because I had been around his youth program a little bit. And so even though I knew him, I was also familiar with probably half of his staff. And so, you know, we just had kind of an ongoing relationship over the years, and he's a good dude.
Good luck with the book. Great to catch up with you again. Thank you.
Hey, I appreciate you guys, man. Thanks, DP.
Jean-Jacques Taylor, Coach Prime, Deion Sanders in the Making of Men, and Jean-Jacques, down through the years, contributor to this show with covering the Cowboys as well. Yeah, you know, you look back, he didn't even know about the Ed Werder story. That's how crazy it was with the Cowboys back then. There were all kinds of stories. Wait, did he shoot Ed Werder? No, no, he just threatened him. Oh, okay. All right, business as usual. Yes, Eaton.
He didn't even blink at the story. He instead reacted. You know, it's funny you say that, because I was just saying yesterday the time about this one player tried to kill me. God. That was his reaction to it. It was like, that tracks. Like, that makes sense. Because I was just saying about how Haley wanted to kill me.
Every day there was something with those guys. Every day. Al in Atlanta joins us. Hi, Al. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Dan.
Hi, Al.
I got a bone to pick with you. Bold prediction and a pie to the face bet all wrapped up in one. And it's a bone that I got to pick with all five of you guys. Yesterday, you guys just crapped all over the NFC South and wouldn't even give us a chance at anything. So my bold prediction is the Falcons win the NFC South with 12 wins, and I'm willing to take a pie to the face if I'm wrong.
Does anybody want to bet with Al, Falcons apologist, the Falcons win 12 games this year, or he takes a pie to the face?
Yeah, I'll take that.
Seton will take that, Al. 12 wins.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Al. Yes, Paul.
That's an extreme bet, because this is a conference where you think that 9's going to win it. 9 wins will probably get you in the playoffs. Last year, 8 and 9 got you in the playoffs.
Yeah. Yes, Todd.
How did we all crap on the NFC South? I think I said at least 3 times to you yesterday that Derek Carr and the Saints are going to have a big season. They're going to win the division and should win at least one playoff game. So I didn't appreciate getting lumped into that.
Yeah, you Todd, nobody's paying attention to you.
fair.
Shocking.
Yeah, many people are taking, you know, listening to my picks. So it doesn't matter, buddy. Yeah, it's okay. Yeah.
People don't remember, Todd.
5 of you are killing the division, but they're the worst.
Now, if I say it, then that's when they're going to remember, but not you.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I have in my warm take thing, by the way, how many like over-under games before Desmond Ridder is benched. So,
Ooh. Okay. When I have my Super Bowl pick that I'll have next hour, but how about we do crazy, like hottest takes that could actually happen?
That we have to believe in them.
Can we? Yeah. Because I have one that I think will blow you away. Like, I have one for sure. You guys got your hot takes, potential hot takes. Are we going to do that next?
Top of the hour.
All right. When we come back, I'm going to talk about Caleb Williams, his dad, the GQ story, and could he pull Eli Manning? New NFL season, and that means new NFL trading cards from Panini. Panini, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Also, their brand new NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net. One-of-a-kind digital cards. Available in packs, or Panini has public auctions on the site. You're going to find the hottest rookies, biggest superstars, all-time greats. And these are the official products from the NFL. Also the NBA, UFC, FIFA World Cup, collegiate sports. Collectors, share your cards in the public gallery. Complete challenges. And you can earn exclusive award cards. Also the newly released NFL and NBA Prism Packs. Keep an eye out. The Panini NFT platform. New features coming next month. And the only platform where you can win physical versions of your NFTs. Panini NFT trading cards, giving collectors the opportunity to pull autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, even one-of-one NFTs from every pack. NFT.PaniniAmerica.net, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, Time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Don't miss out on all the action this week at DraftKings. Download the DraftKings app today. Sign up using the promo code Patrick. Claim your 100% profit boost on any college football game. We have a gambling podcast. It's called Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble. And we'll have another episode that will drop later today at danpatrick.com. Shea and Irving, Bad Larry, and Dylan the graphics guy. So Dylan last week, he gave us a parlay. Was that a three-leg parlay, I believe?
Same game, yeah.
Same game, three-leg parlay. Does Dylan have one for this week?
I think so. I think he should have one.
Can we bring Dylan out?
Okay. I was just finishing up.
All right. I don't know what Dylan was doing. He's supposed to do graphics. Oh, there's Dylan. Dylan is joining us.
And he moves glacially.
Yeah. Come on. Let's go.
Really milking the entrance already.
What are we doing? Dylan. Let's go.
Take longer.
Yeah. I'm taking my time. Yeah. This time.
All right. So what is your DraftKings parlay? Do you have a three-leg same-game parlay today?
So three legs, Dan, but not same game.
Okay.
NFL picks.
All right. Hold on. Let me write them down.
I would like to say last week I went 0-3.
Yeah, you did.
Which is just as hard to do as going 3-0. Maybe even harder, actually.
Now, you didn't try to go 0-3.
No, I actually felt pretty good about that one, and I was dead wrong.
Okay. Well, can you recap your three-leg parlay last week?
Yeah. I had TCU -19.5, dud. Colorado -21.5, even worse, and -64.5. And I think the total was about 90.
All right, congratulations. Yeah, 0-3. All right, it's a new week.
It's a new week, Dan. Right,
and here we go. Here's Dylan, the graphics guy.
All right, so Dolphins Chargers -51, second highest point total this week.
All right.
Dolphins D is pretty good. Lamar Jackson, my guy, anytime touchdown scorer.
Okay.
They're playing the Texans, so that should be feasible. And then Bills -2.5 against the Jets, coming off of Hard Knocks, that's never really a good recipe. I think the last 10 teams on Hard Knocks had losing records, which makes sense because they pick bad teams. But, So hopefully a better result than last week. I caught a lot of flack, actually, for striking out, but it's part of the territory, Dan.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, you're now playing with the big boys.
I know.
You got a gambling podcast. You're with Shea and Irving. Making Bad picks. Larry.
Yeah. Somehow might be the best of the three.
Yes, Seton.
Once we're done talking gambling, there's another thing we need to address with Dylan.
Okay. All right. Let me finish this up by saying don't miss out on all the action this week at DraftKings. Download the DraftKings app today and sign up using the promo code Patrick. Claim your 100% profit boost on any college football game. All right, Seton.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but today is September 7th. That would be post-Labor Day.
Oh, Dylan is,
currently wearing white pants. Now, I don't know if he's doing that ironically, or is he making a statement? Was it just absent-minded? What?
You could say it's against the grain a little bit.
You could say it's against the grain, sure.
Okay.
Good for you, Dylan.
I wish. Thank you, Todd. Yeah, all right. Now I know I made a mistake. Todd's the only one who backed me up here.
Yes.
I wish there was actually a cooler motive, but it was laundry day. This is all I got.
All right.
And I wore these to a wedding a couple weeks ago, and my friend's dad, whose wedding it was like, of course you would wear white to a wedding.
Yeah. White wedding. Billy Idol.
White wedding.
All right. More of Dylan later on today with Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble. That is Dylan, the graphics guy.
Thanks.
Yeah.
That's pretty sick.
Thanks. Yeah. Hope you enjoyed my appearance. As our buddy Adam Lefko reached out to me after hearing Dylan last week, and he's like, that voice came out of that body. I said, the oldest 27-year-old that you'll ever meet, Dylan the graphics guy. The Caleb Williams situation is certainly interesting and got a little bit more interesting after an article in GQ came out where Caleb Williams, USC quarterback, his father has said that the potential for being drafted to a bad team in an unfavorable situation could lead to the Heisman Trophy winner maybe staying for another season at USC. While he acknowledges that the current NFL draft system was born in the pursuit of parity, it's true that those high pick players are often thrust onto a team that is still built to fail. And with being QB1 at the prestigious university carrying a tangible and substantial price tag these days, don't be surprised if maybe he decides that he'll use that as leverage. You got name, image, and likeness. And let's say the collectives decide, hey, we'll give you $10 million to stay one more year. Now, keep in mind, Bryce Young, as the number one pick, I think he had a signing bonus in his contract salary. It's like $25 million. You have to eventually get into the league to get into that second contract. And you want to wait another year to do that because you don't maybe want to go to the Arizona Cardinals? What's the guarantee that the team the following year is not going to be bad? And it might be Arizona again. But you can do this now. You got to take the hit. And it'll be a brief amount of heat that you're going to take if you decide that you don't want to go to a team. Now, you could just say that, just say, I don't want to go to that team, and I want them to trade me. Now, they still may draft you, but I remember Elway was ostracized. Even Eli, like, oh, he doesn't want to go. And Elway didn't want to play for the then Baltimore Colts. He didn't like the organization. And it worked out for him. And then Eli didn't want to play. His family didn't want him to play for the Chargers. That's what it came down to. At there's a 30 for 30 in there, and I have been told things off the record, so I want to be fair, but there's a lot more to, I think, Eli not going to the Chargers there. Can Caleb Williams do that and have the leverage? Absolutely. Just say you don't want to go to Arizona if that's the case. I mean, this feels like this is a direct shot at Arizona because they are considered the odds-on favorite to be the worst team in football. Caleb Williams needs to just go out and play. I don't know if his dad was speaking for him, but that would be where I would say, Dad, you know, it's going to be tough enough. I don't need anybody saying anything about what's going to happen next April. Let me just go out and ball. Let me play. And then we could say something about it. But I give credit to GQ asking the question. Yes. Yeah, Pauline.
How can the team that has the number one pick be in a good situation?
If you trade.
Yeah. So the Carolina Panthers are a better franchise, and they traded up with the Bears. if you're Bryce Young, you're probably happy as, you know, you don't want to go to the Bears as a quarterback generally.
Well, the Bears already had a quarterback.
Yeah.
But
I guess state of the franchise.
Like Carolina's not good.
They have a better history though. Is it?
Yeah, but they're you got a, you know, a new owner who's very impatient. New coach. I mean, I hope Bryce Young, it works out for him, but there's no guarantee. It just feels like this is a shot at the Cardinals. Like, I don't want to go there. Maybe if you can, use it as leverage. You know, you take the heat for a couple of weeks and then get to go to a team. You know, here's the thing. He's so good that he'll be the number one pick more than likely. You're going to go to a bad team. One more item. We close out hour two. We're here. Are you ready? Opening night. DraftKings Sportsbook is ready. An official sports betting partner of the NFL, hooking you up with a can't-miss offer to celebrate. First $5 NFL bet, score $200 in bonus bets instantly. So everybody gets hooked up with game day greatness. All customers can take advantage of two new offers every single game day this September. Don't wait until kickoff. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code Patrick. New customers get $200 in bonus bets instantly when you bet just $5. So that's code Patrick, only with DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours. Fritzy?
21 and over in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Bonus issued as free bets. One early win token issued at opt-in. Moneyline bets only. Deposit and wagering restrictions apply. Eligibility and terms at DraftKings.com/football terms.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.